Cassidy's been here before. Welcome back. How have you been?
Good.
And I know your grandfather is here too. Where do you go to school?
South Fayette.
We just had three girls from South Fayette here earlier. Did you meet them? They may have left, but they were all South Fayette High School students who were here just about half an hour ago. What grade are you in?
Fourth.
And do you have any favorite subjects in school?
Yes, math.
What are you learning in math right now? Is there...
Probably like fractions and like divide fractions.
That's good. It's good to know how to do those things. I understand you had a very special Christmas and a special Christmas present. Is that true?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
I got a pet, and it's a puppy, and it's a mini doodle, and we named her Coco.
And that must be very exciting. Do you take care of her?
Yep.
What do you have to do to take care of Coco?
We have to feed her, take her to the bathroom, and brush her.
That's a big responsibility. Where does Coco sleep at night?
In her pink crate.
Oh, very nice. So she has her own bedroom to sleep. That must be just so exciting to have Coco in your life. If you wanted a pet?
Yeah.
Well, that's terrific. I understand you'd like to share a little bit about Helen Keller and also about Dr. King. Who would you like to talk about first?
Helen Keller.
And what would you like to share about her?
That she...
I mean, she was blind and also couldn't hear.
Yeah.
And she ended up having trouble communicating at the beginning of her life. And then she had a teacher that helped her become an incredible person that opened up the world to her. Do you know much about that story?
A little bit.
Would you like to share some of it, what you know?
Yeah, I know that her mother have cards and teaches her how to like say some words, and she had a parrot.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she had a parrot, and the parrot talks to her. It was a talking parrot.
And she also had a great teacher named, do you know the teacher that she worked with?
I forgot, but I learned this when I was in second grade.
It was Anna Sullivan, I believe, if my memory is right, who really succeeded in helping her become more independent. It's amazing to think about her life. Does she inspire you at all when you think about what she was able to do?
Yeah.
I would think so. What about Dr. King did you want to talk about? We've talked about him before. Now, Martin Luther King Day is coming up on Monday.
Yeah.
And does he hold any special meaning for you, or what do you think about when you think about Dr. King?
Like, I wanna thank him for, he saved a lot of people too. he tried, and it was kind of really sad when they had segregation, and
Why do you think it was sad? I agree with you. I'm curious what you think made it so sad.
When there was restaurants when only white people can come there, but when black people come there, they get hurt and they get kicked out.
And that's not well.
Yes.
I was going to say that's not fair.
I assume
you think that. And he led a lot of efforts to try to fix that.
Yeah.
Are there other things about Dr. King that you think of when you think about King Day? He was an amazing speaker and could motivate people. And that's a very important skill to be able to get people to act and do things. What will you be doing, do you think, on King Day this year? Do you have plans with your family? You probably will be off of school.
Yeah, we were off of school.
You might not know just yet.
Yeah, not yet.
But some families have traditions for King Day. I like to think about everything he's done. Many people think of the I Have a Dream speech, and that's pretty much where they go. You know, they'll think about that. But his life was so much richer than that with everything that he did. Anything else you would like to say about him?
No, that's all.
Well, it's so nice to talk to you, Cassidy. And you're in fourth grade now.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see you again soon.
Yeah.
I see it's your grandfather here, am I right?
Yeah.
He's got a shirt that says Alaska on it.
Yeah.
You didn't go to Alaska too, did you?
I did.
What was that like?
Really cold.
I'll bet. You're probably fine with the temperature now.